This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. كيف حالكم؟ تمام إن شاء الله. How's Ramadan with you? Been okay إن شاء الله. I hope you're enjoying it إن شاء الله تعالى. So the qari is tonight. Inshallah ta'ala, they'll be covering the end of Surah Al-Nisa and then Surah Al-Ma'idah as well. Surah Al-Nisa, just let me quickly, because it was mostly recited yesterday and today he just finished it, and then he just moved to Surah Al-Ma'idah. Surah Al-Nisa, or women, is there Surah men? There's only Surah women. What is the singular of Nisa? Do you know? Imra'ah. And then the plural of Imra'a is Nisa. And Rajul is man. And the plural of Rajul is Rijal. So Rajul, Rijal, Imra'a, Nisa. Everything is different about women. Even the name is different, subhanAllah. There's a course about women called Complicated. It's a course that we teach at Al-Maghrib. It's called Complicated. And there's a course which I'm making for men called Simple. So in Nisa, Surah Al-Nisa, it's interesting. Surah it's a Madani Surah, which means it was revealed mostly in Medina, all of it in Medina. It has 167 ayah. And it's Juz number 5 and number 6. And it refers mostly about rulings pertinent to women and inheritance. And it's tartib in terms of nuzul, the sequence as to, in terms of its revelation, it's number 92. Number 92, right after Surah Al-Mumtahina, and right before Surah Al-Zilzala. This is just in terms of its revelation. And it starts with... What is the beginning of Surah Al-Nisa? If you remember, there are... Ya Ayyuhannas. So Ya Ayyuhannas, what do we call this type of introduction? Is it Huruf al-Tahajji? No. Is it Al-Qasam? No. It is? He said Nida. It is a Nida. There are 10 surahs in the Quran that start with Nida. Like Ya Ayyuhannas, Ya Ayyuhannas, Ya Ayyuhalladina Amanu. So this is what we call in Arabic Al-Nida, or a call. Like when you call someone, Ya Ayyufulan, Ya Ayyuhal. So it starts with Al-Nida, right? And it also talks quickly, inshallah ta'ala, about prohibited matters concerning the nikah, such as those that we cannot marry. Like Azza subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talks about, you know, mothers and sisters and daughters and aunties and, you know, paternal aunties and maternal aunties. So these are some of the women that we cannot marry. And then Allah Azza also talk about, in Surah Nisa, about Salat al-Khawf, the Salat of fear. And also talks about the salah of traveling. He describes the salah of traveling and the salah of the fear. Even during the fear, there is salah, subhanAllah. Even during times of war, there is salah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes to the mu'mineen how they would pray if they were in terms of, instead of fear, during war. And as you remember, the last advice of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ when he was dying is as-salah, as-salah. The final golden advice of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. There is in fact a very interesting ayah in the Quran that made the Prophet cry in Surah Al-Nisa. Verse number 41, in fact. The Prophet Muhammad, he heard Abdullah ibn Mas'ud reciting the Quran, so he told him to recite, and the Prophet was listening to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud reciting the Quran. Abdullah told him, Ya Rasulullah, shall I recite the Quran? It was revealed upon you. He says, yes, I love to listen to it from people who can, you know, from others. So he told him to recite. And then he was reciting from Surah Nisa until he reached verse number 41, and then the Prophet told him, Hasbuk. Hasbuk, and it's enough. And then he said, Abdullah says, I turned and I found that the Prophet was weeping so much so that his beard was soaked with tears. What made Prophet Muhammad cry? The ayah that says, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى يَوْمٍ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will bring you We will bring every nation as a witness, and we shall bring you, O Muhammad, a witness upon them. And that made the Prophet Muhammad cry, because it made him think of the Akhirah. It made him think also of a witness. Imagine he's a witness and he's crying. How about the people who will be witnessed against? If the Prophet is a witness, yani I'm witnessing someone, and he's crying. What about that person I'm witnessing against, if the Prophet is crying, alayhi salatu wasalam? So the Prophet thought about it, and he was crying, alayhi salatu wasalam. And also in Surah An-Nisa, there is this verse, one verse, in the entire Qur'an that was revealed inside the Kaaba. No other verse from the Quran were revealed inside the Kaaba except one verse which is mentioned in Surah An-Nisa. Does anybody know? It's a gem, by the way, huh? Note down the gems. Does anybody know? Not the germs, the gems. Verse number 58 from Surah An-Nisa, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about al-amana. إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها. Allah ordains you to pay back the amanat. You know, the amana. The amana is not something like a trust that you give to someone as an amana. The deen is amana. Your children are amana on your, you know, your spouse, your responsibilities, your role that you've taken on is an amana. Right? So this is mostly about Surah An-Nisa. And then Surah Al-Ma'idah, also called Al-Uqud, or covenants, because it starts with يا أيها الذين آمنوا أوفوا بالعقود. عقود means covenants, or means, you know, like contracts. It's also called العقود, or covenant. It has 120 ayah. It's also مدني surah. Surah Al-Ma'idah is مدني surah. It starts with يا أيها الذين آمنوا, which means what kind of starting, what kind of introduction is that? It's the same as Surah An-Nisa. An-Nida, doctor. An-Nida, anyone? Let me give some other different types of chocolates now. Sisters, they're angry because we don't give chocolate, you know. I don't know, man. I gave them, but I don't know. They're angry, you know. Subhanallah. You can make everybody angry except the sisters. And Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about the, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, starts talking about the food that is prohibited and the food that is halal. The food that is prohibited, حرمت عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير, like the maita, the dead, and the swine flesh, and the blood. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, you know, He describes the food that is, or the type of flesh or meat that is haram. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Taala talks about the ayah, the Prophet Azza wa Jalla, when He mentioned this ayah in Mecca, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Today I have perfected your deen. Khalas, this is the last thing. When Prophet Muhammad went to Mecca, after the conquest of Mecca, Allah revealed this surah, this ayah, to complete the religion. Anything that was to come after will be considered bid'ah. Khalas. After that, khalas, the Prophet, he completed the religion. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then in the same surah, Allah Azza wa Jalla describes the wudu of the fard, how to make wudu. The very first actually person who taught Prophet Muhammad how to make wudu is Jibreel. He taught him how to make the wudu. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also revealed in the Quran the wudu of the faridah, how to make the proper wudu. And then also tayammum, the description of tayammum. If there is no water to make wudu, then it's tayammum. It's also mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'idah. And then two more things, inshallah, I want to cover. I still have, alhamdulillah, two more minutes. The story of Adam and his children, his two sons, Qabil and Habil, Cain and Abel. Such an amazing story, whereby there is this competition happening between the two brothers, between Cain and Abel. So Allah Azza wa Jal, as Adam told them, you all bring in some sort of sacrifice, and we see which sacrifice will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abel brought his best that he got. But Cain did not bring the best as he got. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla chose the sacrifice of Habil versus Qabil. Then came Qabil, and he did not accept the fact that his brother was chosen. So this is another disease, the same disease of Shaytan, la'natullah alayh. This is another disease that was inflicted upon this boy, upon this man, upon Cain, who wanted to kill his brother. Do you know what this disease is called? A lot of people suffer from it. In our ummah. Envy. Who said that? Everybody. Okay, everybody envy. Everybody envy. Everybody envy. And what is envy called in Arabic? Huh? What is it called in Arabic? الله ما شاء الله عليكم كلكم عرب ما شاء الله عرب ايوه الحسن اسكت الحسن it's called حسن. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from this disease. There are a lot of people who suffer from this, men and women. Really, envy, it's called envy. Al-Hasad. Why? So he wanted to kill his brother. And then his brother, he's another beautiful gem. His brother says, Cain told his brother, قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ I shall kill you. And then his brother says, قَالَ لعين بسطت إلي يدك لتقتلني ما أنا بصل إلي يدي لأقتلك ما أنا ببصل يدي إليك لأقتلك إني أخاف الله رب العالمين. He says, if you were to stretch out your hand to kill me, I shall not stretch out my hand to kill you because I fear Allah. I fear Allah. قال إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين. Allah accept only that from the المتقين, from the righteous. And he did not stretch out his hand to kill his brother. Although Cain, the very first crime that was committed on earth, I'm going to end. The very first crime that was committed on earth is killing by Qabil. And the Prophet says, anyone who commits the same crime of killing, it will all go into the mizan, into the account of Qabil, the son of Adam alayhi salam. Brothers and sisters, again, one more time. This disease, al-hasad, يعني, please, this is the time, this is the month where we should clean this heart and cleanse it from this really poisonous disease. There's people carrying poison in their hearts, you know, envying others for what Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed them with. Why would you have some envy towards your sister or your brother who's doing well? Why don't you wish them well? Why don't you make dua for them? Otherwise, you'd be like Cain. You'd be like Qabil, a'yadu billah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla help us clean this heart. Barakallahu fikum, zakum Allah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.